Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So it looks like Anna Faris is moving on. She is dating again, following her split from Chris Pratt, according to the Daily Mirror. She was photographed spending time with a 47-year-old cinematographer by the name of Michael Barrett. Now, he worked on Anna's upcoming film, Overboard. The source told the paper that the couple enjoyed a meal at a Malibu restaurant, and they were laughing at the table, and she looked very happy and had a smile on her face when she was leaving. So, not sure if they're exactly dating or not, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. And Halloween time means a lot of horror movies, and one horror movie actor, Robert Englund, you may know him as Freddy Krueger. He told Entertainment Weekly that he's too old to play Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street reboot. He says, I'm just too old to do another Freddy. If I do a fight scene now, it's got to be real minimal because I can't, you know, snap my head for 8 different takes and then do all the different angles. My spine gets sore. I can still be mean and scary, but I'm mostly just relegated now to sort of the Van Helsing roles, old doctors and stuff like that. So it's fun that the last moment of me ever playing Freddy is a wink to the audience. So that's pretty great. I'm actually glad that he's not getting back into it because that dude is scary. Another person looking like they're moving on is Chelsea Handler. Looks like she said she told Variety Magazine that she is ending her Netflix talk show. She went on Twitter and said, like so many across the country, the past presidential election and the countless events that have unfolded since have galvanized me. And from the national level down to the grassroots, it's clear our decisions at the ballot box next year will mark a defining moment for our nation. For these reasons, I've decided not to return for another season of Chelsea and instead devote as much time as I can to becoming a more knowledgeable and engaged citizen and to focus on projects that have significance to me. Now, she did say that she's excited to share that she will continue her partnership with Netflix, working together on a documentary where she'll engage with people. She said that she doesn't talk with enough people of different ethnicities, religions, and political philosophies. And she continued, Netflix could not be more understanding, and I'm grateful for their continued support. New episodes of Chelsea will continue to stream weekly until the end of the year, though.